then maybe adding to what.
Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with Sister Amen. Caught you.
You
we
did.
Started the audio.
I know. I was saying something.
Are you ready?
I guess so.
We're ready. We're ready to bring some edification to whoever's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have a good day today, Sister Amen?
We did. It was a beautiful, sunny travel day.
We made it to Florida.
We did.
Praise God. To our preaching grounds for the next few months. Lots of things going on here. And so we're always thankful when we arrive safely to each town, but especially when we get to like a place we're going to be for a while, because that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we made it, and we have some, what a way to make it in. This weekend we have some, a type of tropical storm here, maybe some heavy winds and rain coming in this weekend. So that should be interesting where we're going.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't think we've ever hit one of those here because they're usually gone by now. And this one's kind of lingering.
It's like
and,
a little bit of...
Right. It's not like a tropical storm, but it's like a heavy rain up to 3 inches. That's a lot of rain.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
So we're looking forward to seeing how we can weather that. And it was timely because we were online with some brothers and one of the brothers talked about adversity.
Mm-hmm.
So having a big storm come through and you got to hunker down and close everything up and be ready, make sure you're parked in the right place. Believe it or not, you got to watch out where you even park in a parking lot. Some parking lots start filling up with water.
Oh, I know.
If you park on the low end and the drain gets flooded. Remember we parked in that one place and the drain got closed up and the water was coming up like 3 or 4 inches up on our wheels.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't even step outside the door.
Yep.
So you got to make sure even in van life where you're parking is a good thing. Proverbs 24:10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. So we got to make sure that we're always ready to handle whatever adversity God brings along. Otherwise, our faith and our strength, not very strong.
Well, yeah, and if our faith and strength isn't strong, we're not looking to Christ, who we can do all things through, and the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen. What's on your mind today, Sister Amen?
Well, this morning, was it this morning? Yeah, before we left. Yeah, I was looking at salad dressings and deciding if I wanted to get one or if I just want to do my own out of oil and vinegar or something because we don't use a whole lot of it. But anyway, I was just kind of hanging around looking at it because I saw these old people walking up the aisle.
Why do they call it salad dressing instead of salad covering? I mean, you just kind of cover the salad. Why is it called a dressing?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah. So these old, an old couple was coming up the aisle. And I opened up a door for a little bit of a conversation, gave him a gospel card. Actually gave it to the older man because his wife, she couldn't really hear well and she wasn't speaking much. And so I handed it to him and he thanked me, but he was handing it back and said, they already have it.
And hey, they already have it. We hear that all the time.
I know. And based on the situation, I didn't do much of anything other than took the gospel card back. And I said, you know, Jesus made the way for those who would obey him. You must repent and be born again to enter into the kingdom of God. And then I just kind of moved along a little bit. And down on the other aisle, I ended up being able to give that same gospel card to a woman who actually took it and thanked me.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't want them. We take them back.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to force
they're not
it on
meant
anybody.
For them.
I'll remove it from
yeah,
them if they don't,
want get it. They don't get
I mean,
the
even
word
if they're nice about it, if they don't want to talk about it or nothing, then I'll move on to the next person who might want to.
Dust off your feet and take away that precious pearl.
Right, amen.
I was working in a van in a parking lot, and a homeless man came walking up. I went out to talk to him. I got an audio. We'll put it up on our witnessing audios. And this is interesting. The guy had a Bible propped right up in his cart, and the Bible was propped right up against his bottle of vodka and his cigarettes, carton of cigarettes. And he said, I believe in the Bible, but I'm addicted to that stuff. And him and I had a long conversation. Kind of bursted his bubble. He thinks you could be addicted to alcohol and cigarettes and not obey God and still have the hope of eternal life to come. I enlightened him about what the gospel does. It changes your heart and your mind so you don't want sin. You don't live in addiction. You're dead to sin. And he said, I'm going to have to go think about that. You've kind of ruined my world, kind of, he said. I said, well, because I love you, neighbor. You can't enter into the kingdom of God in sin and wickedness. You got to repent. So that was kind of interesting. A lot of homeless where we are in Florida.
Oh, they're all over the place. I was thinking about the Bible next to his sinful addictions. Not that alcohol's sinful, it's the drunkenness.
He admitted he was addicted to it.
Yeah, so
he smelled from it really bad.
Yeah, yeah. what I was going to say is the Bible sitting next to alcohol and cigarettes, which is his addiction, makes me think about putting the profane, like the worldly Christians, do they slap Jesus in their life?
Yep.
1 Timothy 4:7, but refuse profane old wives, sorry, but refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. And I was thinking about how Americans do that. God, guns, and lately it's been Trump.
Yeah, Trump and flags and all that.
Guns and the flag and things like that. And the scripture verse says, refuse the old wives' fables. Well, fables mean speech, word, and saying.
Yep.
You know, so we're going to refuse all that they have. And it's all that profane they like to just put together with what is good and godly and holy.
Yeah, they stick our holy Savior's name on a whole bunch of worldly, carnal, sinful stuff, and it's blasphemy.
Right.
It's blasphemy. We are traveling with the brother and sister, Brother Zelos and Sister Carr and their little ones, and we're following each other in the vans, and we pulled into a gas station, and I pulled right up to the building, he pulled by the fuel pumps, and don't let anybody tell you gospel signs don't work. I come flying in the parking lot, or pulling in the parking lot, I got my signs all over the gospel van, and a man was standing there reading all my signs, and Brother Zelos walked up behind him and said, you like those signs? And the guy said, yeah, I'm just reading all of them. He goes, they're interesting. And Brother Zelos said, that's my brother, and he got to preach the gospel to him because the guy saw my gospel signs. Gospel signs work, Sister Amin.
They do. I know they do.
Yeah.
Those who have ears and eyes will come up to talk.
And my logic is always this. Look around. There's signs everywhere. McDonald's signs, advertising signs, cell phone signs, stop signs, for sale signs. Why can't we use signs for the Lord? People call us extremists when we do this, but signs are all over our culture. We're going to use them for God's glory.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, that is. Praise God. Yeah, so as you're talking about, we pulled into the gas station. Was that the one where we already in Florida?
Nope, right before.
That was right before. But anyway, we ventured here into Florida today, and I was thinking about how noisy and busy this state is. And I looked it up. It says 22 million people live here, but that doesn't count the millions of visitors that show up here every year, especially in the wintertime.
Yep.
From all over the place, and a lot of snowbirds from the colder areas come down here. Yep. And we just do it because of people being out,
right?
Not because we want to come here, because I'll just say this, if we wanted to go and preach the gospel someplace, we'd rather go to the smaller towns, the quieter towns, right, the lesser populated towns, or the medium-sized towns, not a big state that's
But in the wintertime, there's less going on. So
right. So it wouldn't be our first pick, but because there is so many people, the spirit in us wants to pick a place like this because it is warmer, too.
There's so many events and stuff here.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about how, you know, Jesus didn't say go into the wilderness and live your life on your own.
Right.
And so I wanted to read Mark 16:15, what he did tell us to do. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. John 17:17-18. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. In Matthew 10:16, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and gentle as doves.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about that, you know,
we gotta go
into the world. So we went into the world of Florida that's jam-packed with people all over the place, and the highways are busy.
Yeah, go in the highways and the byways, invite people in.
Right. And then what we're going to do, Matthew 10:27, what I tell you in the darkness, that speak ye in the light. And what ye hear in your ear, that preach ye upon the housetops.
Amen.
I'm having a hard time reading tonight.
Yeah, don't keep it quiet. Don't put your light under the basket, but tell people around you.
Right, and it kind of goes along with the flying signs, too.
Yep. Yeah, brother was out flying signs today, and we were out flying signs yesterday. And
I'm sorry, flying them on the gospel van,
Yep,
too.
On the gospel van, yeah. We're always flying them on the van.
Whether we're working online, standing out, flying signs, at an event, face-to-face, walking through the stores, driving down the road. We're always doing whatever we can for the Lord, and it's all to His glory.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's an awesome thing we get to do. I saw an interesting video today, and I shared it with all the brothers and sisters. A Muslim man on video was at a UN-like meeting with a bunch of politics and a bunch of nations, and this Muslim man was going off ranting how Allah is going to destroy the nation of Israel. And right after he said that, he's standing by the microphone, he falls over dead of a heart attack. Or, they said it was a heart attack. And it got me to thinking, like in Acts 5, when God strikes people dead, Ananias and Sapphira, for their lies. I think God's still doing that today. And we don't see it all the time, but right there, we just saw it. Isn't that interesting? He's saying Allah, who I believe is Satan, is going to destroy Israel. And God, our Father, said, yeah, well, I'm going to dole this judgment on you right now, and struck him dead, killed him right there, I believe. Well, we know God, there's a point unto man wants to die and then face judgment. We know God knew when his death was. God allowed it. God killed him because he took his life. God's the giver and taker of life.
Right.
So, yeah, that's pretty interesting if you think about that. We in our societies try to think, oh, that was in the Bible times. It doesn't happen now. Yes, it does.
Right.
God's still judging people.
Right. And I was thinking how amazing that is right in front of the whole entire world.
Yeah. Right after he did, yeah,
like
Israel,
evidence.
Israel's on everybody's eye right now, and he's putting out this blather that Allah's going to destroy Israel, and our Father, who's more powerful, strikes him dead. What a condemnation. That should wake people up.
Yeah.
God's word is true.
Amen.
I have another topic. Hills people die on. We had a person that I witnessed to and was communicating for a while, and they kind of wanted the things of God, but now they've fallen away quickly. Hills people die on. The ones that are most common, I would have to say, are music.
That's one.
Sports.
That's another.
Family.
Mm-hmm.
Clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Money being in that you try to tell people, you know, you shouldn't be spending your money a bunch of foolish worldly things. You should save it for the ministry of God. And they go, I don't want to, I want to spend it the way I want it.
I can't go on vacation. Yeah. I can't buy all the coffee I want and go out to eat.
Can't do whatever. I can't waste it, basically,
yeah,
when we're supposed to be good stewards. So I was just thinking about that. Hills that people die on. Make sure there's nothing in your life, nothing in my life, where we would, like, turn back from the Lord or deny his truth or deny serving him. No matter what it is.
Right. And I like to paint a picture in my mind so I can understand it. When we say hills people die on, it means we meet people who are walking on the walk.
Yep.
On the path.
They say they want it.
Yep. Stripped a lot of their life away. They show visible
fruit. Come out of churches.
Yeah. Much fruit. And then all of a sudden they come up to, they're walking up the hill, climbing it, and they get to a point. Could be one thing.
Yeah.
There's usually more, but there's one thing they turn away.
I always like to tell people, God's standard of truth is like 100. I'm holding my hand up here as 100. And the world is down at like 0.
Mm-hmm.
And people that go on the way and they leave the church system, they're at about like 20. And when they say, well, I'm where I need to be, right? And you go, no, actually, God says we need to be up there, perfect and mature, complete and mature and perfect in Christ, following all his commandments. And they go, how do I get there? Your clothing, your money, you got to leave family that is religious and false. Pride and vanity's got to go. Career aspirations got to go. And all of a sudden they go, there's a big cost to get up there. Yeah. Jesus said to lose your life. And they're like, I'm not so sure I want to do that. Got to go think about
right.
it.
Right. And they could be saying, yep, yep, no problem. Yep, I can do that one. I can do that one. I can do that one. Oh, that one, I don't want to give that one up.
Or a lot of times they'll say, yeah, I'll do that one. And then when they don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, you bring it up again and they go,
yep,
I don't think I'm going to do that for a while. They just lie.
Yeah, because some people say yes to everything.
Yeah.
And then when they get called out to do it, it's like they put it off and then... Yeah,
you know what it is?
No good.
It sounds so super spiritual. It's like in churches when you can hear the music when we're standing out waiting for people to come out and you hear songs, oh, Jesus, I surrender all. I'll do everything for you. It's so super spiritual to sing that and be all emotional about it. Then they come walking out of the building and we say, you can't be of the world, sports, politics, entertainment. They won't even give up football, movies for the Lord, yet they just were singing, they'll give up everything for him. It sounds spiritual, but it's a bunch of lip service lies.
Yep, double-minded,
yeah,
lip service.
So we had to deal with that, and that always comes up, hills that people die on.
What does it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul?
Amen.
What about this? You're willing to give everything up, and you gain that one thing you won't let go of, you can lose your soul.
Yeah, exactly. Can't take none of it with you anyway.
I know.
What else, Sister Amen?
Well, I have a scripture verse at the end.
Oh, I got a couple things here. Today we gathered online, and we talked about adversity. That's up under the Ecclesia area. And I did a study on why, then what.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that. What'd you think of it?
I don't know why you're asking me what I think.
That was pretty good.
No. Yeah, it is pretty good because you can get wrapped up on why. Obviously, it could be good to know if you know the answer to the why, so that way you don't repeat the same issue again.
Yeah, kind of like, why do people sin? Why did I sin? Why is it like this?
There could be a specific reason why somebody did something, but if it's vague and confusing, then you don't sit there and dig for it. Then you move to the what.
You move to the what Christ did and what the gospel calls us to.
Yeah.
Go listen to that audio. I think it'll bless you. We see that pattern in this psychology-driven world. They focus on a lot of why, man's heartfelt need, not what we're called to do because of what Christ has done.
Right.
We're servants to Christ. The what matters. The why is immaterial. We know man's sinful and fallen. Now get going to the what.
Right.
Yeah. I just wanted to make a note. Our young brother is reading more of the verse-by-verse or the chapters in the Bible, so we've been adding those. I think he's in the book of Acts, and so you can catch up on those, all of those. I'm working on my next verse-by-verse in the book of Revelation, so that's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your scripture verse today, Sister Amin? What are you going to bless us with?
I just lost my note here. Here we go. I think this is good encouragement for us.
Well, I like to be encouraged.
It all is, but James 5, 10 and 11. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy.
That's all. I love that. Pitiful and of tender mercy. That word pitiful is not what we think is the word pitiful.
James 5:10-11. Well, let me look that up.
Yeah, go look it up, because pitiful we think of as being like pathetic and not of a certain standard, but pitiful means?
It means compassionate.
Yeah.
Full of pity, very kind.
Yeah. So it means something totally different. Because, like, if you did a project and somebody said, "Man, that looks pitiful," that's totally different than this pitiful.
Yeah, the world has kind of warped the word pitiful, making it like something derogatory. Whereas pitiful would be like if you saw somebody in pain and agony, you'd be very compassionate to that person and try to help them.
Amen. Amen. I have some verses on growth.
Growth is good.
How would you like that? Growth. Ephesians 2:21, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the clarity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. I like that. The clarity of every one of you. 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. The milk of the word. And then 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Amen means it is so.
I like that. It says grow in grace and the knowledge. He allows us to have knowledge of him. That's pretty awesome.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we travel further down the road, and we hope to arrive
at our destination.
Destination town. And I'll just say this, if the weather holds, we got a really odd preach tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be an odd.
Odd. It's an odd one. That's a hint for you. Odd and unique and strange. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. We'll report about that. We'll have some videos and some audios. Yeah, it's just odd.
We'll see.
Let's just leave it right there. It's just odd. We'll check that out. Check that out when we got that. And
then if it says it's going to rain, but if it didn't, there might be another event. But
it's not looking good. It looks like rain all weekend, so we'll probably have Marketplace Witnessing, and we'll be working online, fellowship with our brother and sister. And
we've spent a lot of time in this town before.
Amen. So what is on the top of our page today? I'm going to give you that video of the man who drops over. I'm going to do it. The man who drops over with the heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you that video. Uh-huh. And then we'll have some links to the Ecclesia Gathering area. And do you have travel video today?
I have just a little one.
Okay. Yeah. And there's a travel video.
Uh-huh.
Anything else today, Sister Amin?
just that I hope everybody's striving on, focusing on what the Lord has for you to do, looking up. Hey, as we were driving by, that's right, when I said that, we saw a sign, a billboard, a great big billboard alongside the road that said, look up. It's talk about not looking at your phone, but it made me think of how us saints need to look up.
That's
cool. Thought those are good words, yeah.
Did it have a picture of a phone or something on it?
Yeah, off to the side.
Okay.
I had to look at the picture. I glanced at the words look up, and then I took a picture of it. I had to look at it to see what they were talking about.
When I think of that look up, I think of the scripture verse, look up, your redemption draweth nigh.
Oh, I know. I love that. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, so I hope everybody, I hope you sisters are looking up, and I love you all, and hope you strive on.
All right. We're going to leave right there. I do have a last word for us all. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready for this, Sister Amen?
I'm ready.
Hope everybody listening is seeking the Lord, and they're not recalcitrant against him. Go look up that word recalcitrant. Not now. Everybody go look it up. I hope that you are not recalcitrant against the word of God. We love you all. Strive on. Let us know how we can help you.
May God be praised.
Amen.